Dr. Oliver, dictating for May the 31st of 2023. The first patient is Ronald Poore. The last name is P-O-O-R-E. Number one, clinical case of an 82-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient had a status post left nephrectomy related to renal cell carcinoma. The patient has some degree of nephrosclerosis associated to hyperlipidemia, interstitial nephritis, and arterial hypertension, period. The patient has been followed by Dr. Harciola because of the increased frequency of to urination. Cystoscopy was done, and apparently some and blood lesions were found. The patient is scheduled to have a cystoscopy at the surgery center in June the 15th, period. On the other hand, he had a laboratory workup that was done on May the 24th of 2023. Serum creatinine is 1.65, the BUN is 33, and the patient has an estimated EFR that is 42 mLs per minute. It has not changed. Period. The activity of the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 270 milligrams of protein for that single kidney. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control. The patient weighs 211 pounds. The blood pressure is 132 over 64. Number three, the patient has a history of renal cell carcinoma, status post nephrectomy. The patient received some chemotherapy. The CT of the abdomen was done on May the 29th, 2022. And failed to show any activity or any metastatic disease. Before the next appointment, the patient will have another CT of the abdomen. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control with the administration of statins. Following number, a history of nephrolithiasis in the solitary kidney that is non-obstructed, that we are following closely. The patient is eating in the diet very low salt, and he's drinking 60 ounces of fluid on a regular basis. Following number, degenerative joint disease, especially in the right knee. Dr. Alvarez, A-L-V-E-A-R-E-Z, like in Zulu. Gave a steroid injection, but didn't improve the condition. The most likely situation is that surgery has to be done. Following number, BPH as mentioned before. Following number, the patient has a history of iron deficiency anemia. The latest hemoglobin was 12.6. I don't have the iron stores. I am recommending the patient to take one tablet of iron on a daily basis. Following number, the patient has a sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. We invested the 7 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging in the face-to-face 15 minutes, in the documentation 6 minutes. The patient is coming back in 6 months.